Michelin Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden at the White House announcing election year executive actions that could provide relief to thousands of undocumented immigrants who have been married to Americans and lived in the country for several years. One aims to streamline the process to apply for permanent residence. Another is to allow some undocumented immigrants to get employment-based non-immigrant visas more quickly.
I want those who have been educated at U.S. college and universities to put their skills and knowledge to work for here in America. I want to keep building the strongest economy in the world with the best workforce in the world.
The shooter who killed five and injured over a dozen more at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs in 2022 has accepted a plea deal in connection with federal hate crimes. He's given 55 concurrent life sentences. The 911 system across Massachusetts has been restored after going down for several hours. And it was an update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Retail sales rose a measly 0.1% from April to May, according to the Commerce Department, and April sales were revised downward by 0.2%. A scare for a legend of the stage and screen in London.
Shock as Ian McKellen sprinted onto the stage, took a step too far, and fell headfirst into the first two rows. Charlie Johnson was in the audience.
Immediately, blood-curdling screams. He was screaming, help me.
Within 30 seconds,
all we could hear as we're exiting the building is poor Ian's cries for help. It was really, really sad and shocking to experience.
Good news, though, the 85-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Government officials accusing Dollar Tree of leaving lead-tainted applesauce pouches on store shelves for weeks after a recall was issued last October. Hundreds of children in 44 states reported high blood levels after eating the pouches. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Showers and storms likely after midnight. A few could be heavy with a low of 68. Winds south to southwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Mostly cloudy, cooler, but still humid, tomorrow. Scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 76. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a few showers possible later, low 63. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered in the region with a high of 80. And mostly cloudy and muggy on Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, high 84. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 10 miles per hour. And it's partly to mostly cloudy, and our current temperature is sitting at 88 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
It's so late, don't get in that car and just drive away. Oh, where would you go? Who would I see? I ain't one to beg, but baby, please let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where.
looking good. Well, I never met a mother, I wish I could. And we'd go dancing and shagging on the boulevard. Mm-hmm. We'd go dancing and shagging.
Starting, I'm up before the sun.
nothing. So when I die,
was Blake Shelton with Come Back as a Country Boy. Before that, we had some Alabama and Dancing Shagan on the Boulevard. I'm Tim Thede, hoping your Tuesday night's an excellent one, despite the warm temperatures out there. 88 degrees right now in Richland Center under mostly sunny skies, and our winds are out of the southeast at around 7 miles per hour. So a little bit of wind. That wind is helping keep things cool out there. But hope you're staying cool, almost staying in where it's air conditioned. If you're out and about, be sure to keep yourself hydrated pretty well and wear some sunscreen as well. And also be sure to check on, you know, those that are like shut in or elderly or, yeah, check on your neighbors. Make sure everything's okay with them as well. Make sure they're staying cool. And make sure your pets are cool, too, because they need to stay cool during this weather. Yeah, and they're talking maybe some storms tonight, or it sounds like they could be on the heavy side. I'll be here on standby, even if after 8 o'clock, I'll be on standby just in case there is something that happens as far as severe weather goes. Right now, there isn't any watches out or warnings, thank God. And out, it looks like Minnesota. Tony Schumacher said it earlier, and I looked it up, and there are tornado watches off in Minnesota, but that's not for us. I mean, I don't even know if we'll get tornado watches. A lot of that could die off as it crosses the Mississippi, but we'll keep an eye on that and be sure to keep it tuned to WRCO or tune into WRCO and listen to see if anything does happen. Just want to let you know, going on pretty soon here, the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham is hosting God's Marvelous Creation Vacation Bible School, and that's going on through Friday. It started yesterday. Each day it's 6:30 to 8, each evening, I should say, and the program is for all children ages 5 through 5th grade. Younger children are invited to attend with adult supervision, and older children are invited to be helpers. All families are invited also to attend the family night, which will be held on Friday from 6:30 to 8. And the Village of Muscadet is spraying for mosquitoes tonight and tomorrow, weather permitting. And then just wanted to let you know, due to the extreme heat forecast for the area, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 mascots. Miss Purdy and her son Nestor were to visit Pine Valley Manor, but that has been postponed to Monday the 24th, and the visit on Thursday, June 20th, at Sauk County Healthcare Center in Reedsburg has been rescheduled to Tuesday, July 2nd, beginning at 10. So yeah, that way those donkeys, the mascots, Miss Purdy and Nestor can stay cool and don't have to be out in the heat, and I'm sure the residents will, or those visiting with the with those donkeys, we'll want to stay cool as well. Another event that's coming up, that's a week that's coming up this Sunday, is the 43rd Annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. And that's going to be from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsborough Fireman's Park. There'll be entertainment and a lot of activities going on and a lot of great food. The requested donation is $10 for adults and $3 for children and 10 and under. And I tell you what, I have a ticket here, laying here, that's worth a value of $10. And caller number 8, call me at 608-647-4155. And like I say, if you're caller number 8, you could be a winner. Good luck, and give it a try, and hopefully you'll be a winner to go to that big pancake breakfast.
space or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. Days are easy when the nights get long. I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. Then we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your head. Say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. I only wanna dance with you. We only get so many moments. You will all be gone before we know it.
So,
pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance.
That was Billy Joe. No, not Billy. I'm sorry. That was Brett Young. Had got my names confused there. Brett Young with Dance With You on Country and Community. And we have a winner from the of the Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast Ticket. And the winner is Arden Olson from Muscadet. He was caller number 8. So Arden's going to attend the 43rd annual Hillsboro Lions Club Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. That's going to be held Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Entertainment that day will include the Little German Band from 7 to 9:30 and the Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza from 9:30 to noon. There will also be egg awareness activities, crafts, a flea market, and a farmer's market. And requested donation to if you are going to attend that is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. I understand there is going to be a petting zoo there, so the kiddos are going to only left. And who knows, maybe the adults will love the petting zoo as well. Those are always kind of neat to see. So once again, congratulations to Arden Olson, who is caller number 8 and will be attending the Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast on Sunday.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the 6th caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Showers and storms likely after midnight. A few could be heavy. Low 68. Winds south to southwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Mostly cloudy, cooler, but still humid tomorrow. Scattered showers likely. Maybe a thunderstorm. High 76. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. A few showers possible later. Low 63. And mostly cloudy on Thursday with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered in the region. High 80. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south. East at around 6 miles per hour, and the clouds are starting to set in again. So we're mostly cloudy skies with a temperature of 88 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
This job that I'm working is hard on a person. Like me with that sunshine and like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock. And I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, but them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week. Same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. Just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat.
you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Sure, but I'll sure remember her face. The drinks are cheap, and the smiles are free. The wings are half price. I don't know why she's being so mean at the happy hour. At the happy hour.
I got this one dumb superpower. Everywhere I go is a happy hour. Bring your dipper down. I can turn your wine into whiskey sour.
Let me settle up this 2-for-1 tab and get you out the door. Bartender, give me a dander. I don't care what it is you're serving, just put it in a blender. At the happy hour. At the happy hour.
I got this one dumb superpower. Everywhere I go is a happy hour. Bring your dipper down. I can turn your wine into whiskey sour.
Oh, everyone.
girls singing, hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Hey ho, Alina.
Well, hey ho, Alina. Whoop, 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 with tonight.
BR549 Cherokee Boogie. I always thought it was kind of cool to name yourself after Junior Samples Used Cars. After that, phone number for Junior Samples Used Cars, I should say. And for those of you who do not know who Junior Samples is and his used cards, you can just go onto YouTube and type in Junior Samples, and maybe it'll come up and stuff, or type in Junior Samples Used Cars. You can do that, or you can go and ask, you know, your parents or grandparents, and more likely maybe grandparents, depending your age. Grandparents may know more, but I guess I'm showing my age there a little bit, so I better stop right there. But anyhow, the Brewers are taking on the Angels tonight out in Los Angeles. In game two of a three-game series, the Brewers lost yesterday. It wasn't by much. I think the score was 5-3 was the final on that one. But the Brewers are going to try to bounce back and beat those Angels. They've been pretty good. They've been taking series as of late, so it could be a good chance the Brewers could take the next two. But the only way you're going to find out is listen to the game, and we will have the broadcast of that game for you. First of all, the first pitch from Los Angeles will be at 6:38, and you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame for that program, for that contest, will be at 8 o'clock. And also coming up next hour, if you didn't get a chance, if you weren't getting a chance to win a certificate yet or a ticket yet for the 43rd annual Hillsboro Lions Club Appreciation Dairy Breakfast, you have another chance coming up next hour. I'll let you know when you can call, and I'll let you know what caller number you've got to be. And if you're the right caller, you can win a certificate to the Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. So be sure to stay tuned for that and see if you can become a winner on WRCO 100.9.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. one of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Your attention, please. Brogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Brogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Brogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Brogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Bell is going on now.
LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts, head to Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel for a taste adventure. Indulge in hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream that's sure to satisfy your sweet cravings. But that's not all. They're not just about ice cream. Dive into a full menu of delicious options from burgers and much more. Utter Brothers Creamery, where good times and great flavors come together. At 1100 Elm Street in Boscobel, don't miss out on the deliciousness.
WRCO 100.9.
Farmer's daughter, raised on cornbread, drank well water. Girl next door, but a little bit hotter than anything you ever saw. One Carolina night in the summer heat, at a bonfire party tucked back in the trees. I was sitting there sipping on an ice cold beer when she whispered in my ear. Country boy's heart desires in a little white cotton dress. Oh yeah, she had lips that taste like watermelon wine, sweet like the sugar on a honeysuckle vine. Rolling around in a hay bale bed, all because she said, meet me in the barn, way out in the pasture. Turn off your headlights, park by the tractor, sneak in the back door so we don't get caught.
takes your breath away. Counting years, counting reasons why it won't work. But what if it does? What if tomorrow all those closed doors open? But if you
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The head of Boeing facing a Senate panel over strange and sometimes deadly aircraft safety issues. Described this way by Senator Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut Democrat.
Some sort of believe that Boeing might have changed, but then this past January, the facade literally blew off the hollow shell that had been Boeing's promises to the world.
David Calhoun says he's trying to fix the safety culture at Boeing. Firefighters say 10 people are at the hospital after a building collapse in Syracuse, New York. Executive actions to help undocumented immigrants live and work legally in the U.S. from President Biden, including applications for work visas and to live with longtime American spouses permanently in the U.S. Senate Republicans have blocked a bipartisan bill to outlaw gun bump stocks. Thousands have fled their homes as a fast-moving wildfire burns into the mountain village in New Mexico. This is ABC News. Electric vehicle maker Fisker has applied for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and has suspended production. That's the second electric startup to do so in the last year. Its primary vehicle is the Fisker Ocean. Health officials may be keeping a close watch on the bird flu, but really there's not much threat to humans.
There's been a lot of discussion about the theoretical risk of a human outbreak of bird flu, including from a former CDC director. Right now, the CDC says the risk to the public is low. So here's everything that we know right now. The most immediate threat from bird flu, naturally, is to birds. Nearly 100 million poultry have been affected across the country, but this is also impacting